All right, I'm over here in Building 88 with the SkyDrive team and talking to Greg. Greg, tell me who you are and what you do here at Microsoft.
Hey, I'm a program manager on the SkyDrive.com web app.
And what types of things do you do over here?
I work on the UI for the SkyDrive web app and some of the awesome features that we'll be talking about today.
All right. Tell me some of these awesome features. You're going to announce this Tuesday. Is that right?
We are. So one of our most common user requests for the SkyDrive web app is the ability to view and edit text files in the browser. So with Office documents, we already do a really kick-ass job with viewing and editing and collaborating on documents within the browser.
Yeah.
But we have some Notepad junkies and developers and geeks who love working with plain text documents.
Everyone loves Notepad.
Absolutely. So for things like, you know, to-do lists or scraps of notes or source code, you know, yeah, prototypes and code snippets.
Grocery list.
Absolutely. So we've teamed up with a developer division here and we are shipping a really cool HTML5-based text editor to the web.
And so what are the types of things that people would use this for? I mean, you talked about pairing with developers community here. It's not specifically for developers, is it? I mean, anyone could use this for typical Notepad-type files, right?
Absolutely. We're great with plain text, but we have a bunch of features that make this really great with code files as well for developers who want to use that. So for this sort of developer side, we're great at collaborating on, you know, personal projects and snippets. SkyDrive is not an IDE. We're not a replacement for Visual Studio, and we're not a replacement for Team Version Control.
Yeah.
But it's great for, you know, academic projects, personal projects, prototypes, things where you have little bits of code or little text files that might be sitting on your hard drive. With SkyDrive, they're synced to all your devices, and now you can share them on the web and view them anywhere.
Can we take a look?
Absolutely.
Let's see this.
So I'm going to open up Notepad here, and I'll make a new text file. Hello world. And I'm going to save this to my SkyDrive as text.txt. So, of course, all documents are automatically synced with SkyDrive, so this will upload to the cloud. And then I'm going to show you what this document looks like within the web browser. So I'm going to head over to skydrive.com, and here's my text file. I click on it. And here is the SkyDrive text editor. So I can just, you know, if I want to add in lines here, hello demo. And if I want to save it, I just click save.
And it saves right up to the cloud.
Right to the cloud. So of course, the more exciting demo is source code. So if I'm going to open up a CSS code file here. And you can see that we have line numbers, we have syntax highlighting, and all that pretty stuff that makes it great to share and look at source code. If I share this out, recipients get exactly the same experience. So if I want to make some lightweight edits on the go, I can actually sort of insert my cursor here. And let's say I want to add a font here, to this title. As I start typing, we get completion suggestions. I'll just press tab, and there we go. Of course, if there's multiple matches, you can use control space, just like in Visual Studio, and you get a list of autocomplete options. So let's be fancy here, and I'll choose small caps. So I'm going to choose font variants. I'll just press control space again, small caps, and there we go.
Very nice. And you can share this with anyone, right?
Absolutely. So I can get a link to this document. Click on sharing, click get a link, and I can even give someone edit access. So I'll click here, view and edit, and now I have a URL that I can give to anyone and give them access to this file.
Very nice. And so if I came in here and I did a little HTML, could I save it and then host a web page on there, or is that not what this is for?
SkyDrive does not let you host HTML pages today. We think Azure is really great for that,
yeah.
But we don't let you host from SkyDrive today.
Nice. And what other types of features will developers be familiar with on here?
One really cool one is find and replace. So we get code hints on Hover So here I can see, oh, okay, this is what that color is. You know, I don't have a great imagination for what EE12CC might look like.
Yeah.
But if I select this, I can do find. We see all the matches in the document. On the scroll bar, we see all the matches indicated here. And I can just expand this out, and I can choose to replace this. Let's choose red. I'll choose replace all. And all of the matches are replaced. So if I share this out, so I'm going to grab that sharing link. And let me open a new browser window. So let's say that someone else opens this text file and makes some changes. So you know, they prefer Tahoma for the font. You know, Greg, I love Tahoma. And then they save the text file. SkyDrive actually helps prevent conflicting changes. So if I'm editing at the same time, and then I go and make a change, like text align left, cool, and I save, I get notified that there are conflicting changes in the document. When I choose compare changes, we see, oh, this is the font family change that someone else made. And these are my changes here on the right. And if I'd like to merge these together, I can just copy this in, fix it so they're the same. And now I've merged them. I click save my version. And we have a complete version with everyone's changes.
Very nice. And so this is going to be rolled out as soon as we get this video up.
Yeah, as soon as you see this,
how do people get to use it? Just go right into start saving to SkyDrive.
Yeah, just go to skydrive.com, upload any text file, and get started.
And it goes off of the extension .txt?
Yeah, we support text, CSS, JavaScript, HTML, C#, PHP, Ruby, Python, a bunch of languages. So
Very
you can
nice.
Trust it with just about any text file that you have on your computer.
Excellent. Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.